Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name's Bruce Fisher.
My name's Yaling Yu Fisher.
Thanks very much for joining us for this Wednesday, March 24th, 2010. This is our 374th podcast, and we got a lot to talk about. We're going to go over Hawaii vacation news. We're also going to be talking about our trip to Maui, show a couple of clips, and also be going over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. Mm-hmm. Of course, this podcast is brought to you by us. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com.
And you can reach us at 1-800-843-8771 or email us at podcast@hawaii-aloha.com. And you can find us on Twitter,
yes.
Aloha Bruce.
Aloha Bruce.
Aloha Yaling. Facebook, the Hawaii Vacation.
Hawaii Vacations.
Hawaii Vacations.
Hawaii Vacation or Hawaii Vacations or just Hawaii Aloha Travel.
Yep.
So any one of those ways will get you to our Facebook pages. Our fan page is Hawaii Aloha Travel. Got a lot of fans there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really exciting. Over 1,000 fans over there. So that's very, very cool. And we had a terrific weekend. We're going to talk about that. And what else? Do we have anything else? Oh, yeah. The other thing is that you can find our blog right on our website. We blog every day. So every day there's new stuff
there. Always have one story.
Exactly. Always a new story every day. And also our podcast page and our vodcast page. And you can find all of it just by going to the website.
Okay.
Is that enough?
All out.
Is that enough ways to get a hold of us?
Anyway,
we do love to hear from you guys.
Want
to say hello. Now, we do this also live every Wednesday and Friday, usually around 1 o'clock. So if you want to catch it live and you're watching this via tape or on our pod or listening to this, just check us out on our website and we're right there streaming live.
Yep.
So enough said, let's get into it today. We've got a whole lot to talk about. Let's start talking a little bit about some Hawaii vacation news. Alaska Airlines is got another flight to Maui. Can you believe that? From Sacramento. And that starts again this Friday. So that brings 73 flights they're going to be doing a week. And now that establishes Alaska as really being a player in the market. Between the islands and the mainland. Hotel rooms rates, you know, every couple of weeks they check the hotel room rates. And Maui's rates, and we're going to talk a lot about Maui today, have actually dropped 12%.
Yep.
So guess what the average room rate is now? It was $250. Now it's $211.
Oh.
Yeah. So that price cut obviously is going to help fill the rooms there. But at the same time, profit margins. So we'll have to see how that shakes out. Yeah.
Yep.
So just to go over real quickly, Oahu, the average price of a hotel room on Oahu right now is $144. On Kauai, $195. On the Big Island, it's $160 compared to the nationwide average. The nationwide average for a hotel room, does anybody know? $97. Yeah. So we're a lot higher.
We are.
Price for paradise, right?
Yes.
Okay, and Hawaii has also finally decided not to allow gambling again in the islands. Yeah, that decision came down, and that was great relief to people who have opposed it for many years. And they were kind of worried, and I was kind of surprised too, because the legislature this year advanced some bills that would have allowed even a casino to be built here. And there were over 17 gambling initiatives this year. The most ever. And they all died. And
good.
That's the end of that. Case closed for this year. And you can be sure that next year they'll be back, because a lot of people think it's going to be great to bring income to the state, obviously. Because of all the budget shortfalls that we have here in Hawaii. Also, big news, Barack Obama, when he retires or when he finishes his 4 or 8 years, they're talking about bring in his national library to Hawaii. Wouldn't that be cool? That would be very cool to have
Paul Harper and the president. Library.
I bet you that would quickly be like one of the most popular attractions if there was a presidential library in Hawaii. Wouldn't that be cool, right? You know, you'll be able to take tours. I mean, you know, you'll be able to see tours about, you know, his life and everything. And right now, there's a whole cottage industry that's cropped up about Obama and his life in the islands. In fact, there's also another bill in the legislature, just to mention, you know, there's a lot of people that don't think President Obama was born in Hawaii. especially some of these right-wing guys and folks, they just think that he wasn't
no
born
politician here.
Yeah, yeah, I know politics, but I mean, really, that's what they think. They think that, and they're inundating the health department with requests for his birth certificate because people still don't believe he was really born here. Anyway, so just to throw that in there. But it would be very cool to see that. And it makes sense that his...
a lot of tension, huh?
Yeah, it makes sense that his presidential library would be in Hawaii, don't you think?
Yeah, I know.
And the other question I have is, do you think that Obama will move here after he's done? Like, move here permanently?
Maybe not.
No, you don't think so? Where do you think he would move? Chicago?
I think so.
I think, there's a lot of speculation about that. What do you think? Do you think Obama would actually move to Hawaii after his presidency? That would be cool, too. That would definitely be good for tourism in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I got a one-track mind, Anyway, a lot to talk about. And a couple of things coming up. On this weekend, there's the Prince Kuhio Parade. So if you're coming into town this weekend, you want to check that out. A lot of history surrounding
Prince
that.
Kuhio.
Mm-hmm. Right? Is it the Prince? It's Prince Kuhio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And great parade down the center of Waikiki, right on Kalakaua Avenue.
Yes.
So you want to check that out. A lot of history. There will be blogging about that probably tomorrow. So you can learn all about the history of Prince Kuhio.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? A couple of other festivals coming up.
Twistival.
Yeah, the Twistival is coming up, and that's going to be tomorrow, and we're involved in that. And if
T-shirt,
you haven't heard about that, this is just a great way to give to charity. It has to do with Twitter. Go to twistival.com. You'll also be able to find that on our website as
It is Thursday by stuff on 5 p.m.
Right. It's at Ocean's 808 for those of you who are in Hawaii.
Ticket $25.
You want to see some great music, great local bands, also win prizes. Mm. We got as many prizes to give away as we have people who have signed up for the thing.
Keep one for me.
Yeah. And we got people coming in from all over. Shaggy.
Hawaii.
Yeah, Shaggy from Maui, the radio personality, is going to be there. And lots of fun people are going to be there. Great bands. Yoksa is going to be performing there. She's a fantastic musician. So a lot of local, great local entertainment. Ocean's 808 beginning at
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Thursday.
That's right. Tomorrow.
News Thursday.
That's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll see you there.
Yep.
We had a terrific time. You know, Yelling and I forgot our anniversary, so we decided to get away to Maui this past weekend, and we just had a fantastic time. It was really just a wonderful... I've been trying not to say the word wonderful. In fact, you can count how many times I say wonderful in this walkthrough I'm going to show you in a minute. But it really was so relaxing and fun. We had a great time. And one of the things we did is we went up to Paia Town, and we went to a place called Anthony's. So I want to show you a clip of Anthony's. It's Aloha Bruce, and today we're in Paia Town. Now, this is a wonderful little place to hang out in Maui. You want to check it out. And one of the favorite places is this place called Anthony's. It's Anthony's Coffee Company. And here you're going to find everything from great breakfast to wonderful coffee to pastries. You can even get lunch. People love to hang out here. It's one of the most popular places. They've been around for 15 years. So you want to check it out. Anthony's Coffee Company here in Paia.
Anthony's rock! And Carrie, the owners, are awesome, and they've been running this place for 15 years in Asahaya Town.
You have quite a menu here. What are some of the things here you recommend?
The Benedicts are amazing. Very good. And pretty much anything else.
Okay, thank you. So I think you get the idea, right? It's a great place. So if you want to have a wonderful, there I go with the wonderful again. If you want to have a great breakfast and just a fun place to go to, that's Anthony's.
You should try
coffee.
It.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, that Eggs Benedict that you saw there was just, oh no. Okay, really, really good. So we had a fun time up there. And we got down to the Hyatt couple things, you know, getting into the airport, especially this time, I was amazed at how really busy the airports were this time. Busy coming and going, so definitely leave yourself 2 hours between islands. Don't think you can do it in 1 hour anymore. You know, with all the cutbacks, they're cutting down the counters. When we were checking in, there was a long line checking in at the airport, and several of the automated check-in booths were down and not working. So we had to wait a long time before we got in there and actually was even able to get our boarding passes to check in. And this was both coming and going. And just give yourself a lot of time. The other thing is, driving around on Maui is really simple. Remember, if you're going to Kaanapali, remember 31, Highway 31. That's just the easiest thing to remember. Why are you laughing?
Mm-hmm. No. I eat there a lot, so that's what you...
Oh, yeah. Oh, you eat there a lot? At the
fish market.
Yeah, the fish market is there good. There's
it's
lots
so
of...
It's so good.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good. The fish market there. So, you know,
Paia,
you know, some people are throwing in some comments here that have been to Paia. Why is that so funny?
It's so cute.
She's just cracking them up. She's just cracking up tonight. But, yeah, so you're driving around. Remember Highway 31 to get you in to Kaanapali. It's basically a straight shot. You really can't.
I know.
It's hard to get lost
mm-hmm.
from Paia. I mean, from Kahului, the airport area.
Yeah.
So,
do you know what? Left at the airport, you did not see a Krispy Kreme donuts. This means you lost.
Yeah, if you don't see Krispy Kreme donuts, you're lost. That's the first thing you see when you get out of the
plane. Yeah, you get off the airport.
We don't have too many Krispy Kreme donut places.
That's the only one.
That's the only one. We did not get a donut, so don't worry.
Yeah. Ollie, take notes.
Yeah, Ollie, you might want to take notes on that one. But it really was a great time. We stayed at the Hyatt, stayed in a deluxe ocean view, the Hyatt Regency Maui. They were wonderful to us there. I want to thank Carolyn, who hooked us up with some really great room. Even mm-hmm. They even comped the, the resort fee, which I thought was nice. Very nice of them. They really did a great job. And the rooms, you know, I have to say, at that hotel, the property is 5-star all the way. But the rooms, they're nice, but they need to be, I think it needs a freshening up. The hotel rooms have not been renovated in many years. And, you know, they know it, but it's clean, it's nice. I'm not saying don't stay there because of it, but just know that, you know, about the Hyatt. You know, the rooms are nice, but they need a little freshening up.
Yeah.
That's all I can say about that.
Yeah.
But the mm-hmm. view's magnificent. In fact, we did a sunset show directly from the room. So if you want to click on the stream there, you'll see the sunset show we did. We watched the sunset over there in Hyatt. And we'll be talking a lot more about the Hyatt because we're going to be having him here on Friday. Mm-hmm. So we'll be giving you
maybe
more.
Maybe get an interview.
Yeah, and also I did a walkthrough of the Hyatt, and you can mm-hmm. catch the video of that.
Yeah.
But the highlight of our trip had to be staying at the Grand Wailea. In Wailea. What an amazing...
We can stay in the kids' pool whole day.
Yeah, the kids' pool. I mean, everything about the place was great. You know, I have been a little bit critical of the Grand Wailea in the past. I've said that, you know, I thought that they really nickel and dime people.
They are.
Well, they don't... You know what? I didn't see the nickel and diming going on. I just saw very expensive things. I mean, everything... You're going to stay at a hotel like that, you're going to have to pay. I mean...
That's amazing.
There's no question.
Four golden waffle.
Yeah. Yaling had four golden waffles. I wish I had a picture of that. It's up on the website. Little tiny waffles. Four of them.
So cute.
$30 for four waffles. Little waffles.
What cream was it?
With a cookie thing or something.
Chips.
Yeah, a cookie chip, which you didn't eat. You don't eat that sweet
fruits.
Stuff. But everything is expensive there, but that's what you expect when you stay there. Mm-hmm. We got there, and there's a little protocol that you have to go through when you go down to the poolside, because... One of the great things about it is they have this amazing pool for kids. It's like Disney World. They've got these river pools and these wonderful slides. Wonderful. These great slides all over the place. And
you need to walk all the way top.
And all the way
and
top.
From the pool, the slide from the top.
Right.
Go to a river and then go down again.
Right.
Go to a river and then go down again.
Yeah, it's just really, really cool. You're just going to love it, even if you're an adult. But you can very easily get away to the adult pool, which I think is one of the best things to
have.
Their
pool is a heating pool.
They're all heated pools.
Yeah.
And you can get away and relax and not have the craziness with all the kids running around. Yep. You know, I love kids as long as they're somebody else's, you know? I mean, it's just, it was really, it can get really, really crazy with all the kids around. And when we got down there, there was all this drama because we could not find, like, chairs to sit in. Mm-hmm. And other people were going down there. And these are people with, you know, these are like rich people, you know? And we get down there and we find two chairs. I happen to find two chairs to sit in. Mm-hmm. And we get down there and sit down, and then these people to us start creating all this drama because they were not happy with the, that they couldn't find the seats that they wanted and the chairs they wanted. And it was, you know, crazy. It was really weird, you know? I mean, and you got to get down there at the right time because they have chairs that are padded, and then they have chairs, so you want to get the padded chairs, you know? And there's nobody, there's no... chair cops down there. There's no, like, lounge chair cops there or anything.
On the chair, that's your chair.
Right, so there was an empty chair there, and it looked like it was there for a while, so those people took it, and then guess what? The people who had their stuff on that chair came back, and they freaked out that these other people took their chair. Little drama there, but we were lucky because some people left, and we got some really good chairs right down below, so we got away from all the drama. And then we were eating and drinking. I got a double shot Lana Kai punch. Awesome drink. Awesome drink. And I got a double shot, and I was just in heaven. And then we got a big fruit bowl. And what was that? $50 later. It was $50 for two drinks.
Where's the fruit?
And a pineapple fruit bowl. But I figured, hey, I didn't pay anything for the room there, so give it away the other way. Now, the other thing that we did is we went into the spa. And I thought the spa prices were pretty reasonable as compared to other places.
I think their spa is, I think it's almost a double size.
Like
the spa in
17,000 square feet.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Almost double or triple regular.
Yeah. It's huge. And it's like Roman, and they have everything you can imagine in it.
And usually they want you to go there 1 hour early so you can enjoy their salt spa.
Their salt spa, yeah, exactly.
The water pool spa first.
Right.
At least it takes an hour, go through all the different salt spa. And plus the water pressure.
Yeah, this water pressure thing. They have this thing that's like, it's like a shower head, but it's like way up high. And the gravity is so strong that when it comes down on your back, you can actually get a massage from it. So it's shooting down all the way from there, and you can just sit under it. It's amazing. Just amazing. Mm-hmm. And then, like Ellie was, they have these salt baths.
Different
which
kind
are,
of salt
with
bath.
Different kinds of
salt.
Fragrance.
From each island.
Yes. They have pineapple, they have chocolate, all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
And Yaling and I got a brand new massage that they're offering there called a rain massage, which was the best massage I ever had in my life. They spray paint. Well, first they paint on you the kind of, I guess it's like a clay, different types of clay. And for us, I wanted, you know, tension, release tension on muscular. So they paint that on you, and then you get a massage, and then they pour this rain stuff all over you. It's the most amazing, fantastic massage I ever had.
You
got to
try
that out. You should try that out. And you know what? It was $186. And you know, the average for a high-end spa is around $150, and it was 50 minutes. So that I didn't see that as the prices as being outrageous.
Yeah, around like maybe $20 more.
Yeah, and plus you get the use of that whole spa there and all the facilities there.
The water,
the pools,
the iced tea.
Everything you can imagine, so it's very cool. So let's take a look at the room walkthrough we did. Check it out, the Grand Wailea. This is the deluxe ocean view. Aloha, Bruce, and today we're in the magnificent Grand Wailea. We're going to show you this wonderful luxury property. We're talking 6 stars here. You may have heard about this place, and now it's a chance to do a walkthrough in one of their ocean view, deluxe ocean view rooms. So we're in the little foyer area, but we'll swing this around for you and show you a little bit of what this property looks like. Gorgeous, really, really nicely appointed. Hawaiiana, but not too much. Look at the beautiful lays on our bed. It's kind of cool. You can check it out. Very spacious. Almost has an echo in here. Nice sitting area. Just beautiful. Then if we wrap around here, we'll see the gorgeous ocean view. Look at this. Look at the lanai. Huge lanai. Really nice size lanai. We'll go out there in a minute. And look at that view. Not bad. Gorgeous. This is the deluxe ocean view once again with the one king bed, rather. Beautiful sitting area there. Desk. Flat screen TV, of course, which is standard in most rooms these days. And then once again, a look at this beautiful king bed, the deluxe ocean view. And let's go in and take a look at the bathroom, which is really, really spacious. Check this out. Look at that. Oh my goodness, look. Beautiful, beautiful soak-in tub. Granite counters. Really, really nice. Oh, there you have it. Really, really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. The color make you look like, do not all. Yeah. It's just a color, not because, do not, they're amounted.
Did you count how many times I said beautiful in that clip? I don't know, at least 10 times. I don't know. It was beautiful.
It's nice.
Anyway. It's nice. So we are really running out of time. I want to go over packages real quick, and we're going to be talking more about this. We just had such a great time in Maui that we could never get through it all in this one show, so we're going to be talking about it in next show, too, as well. So yep. Let's go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 hours. So what do we have first?
The first one will be from Cleveland to Honolulu, travel day April 26th to May 3rd, and staying partial Waikiki, partial Ocean View, free upgrade to Ocean View for $2,008.
$2,008? Wow, you can't get much better than all the way from Cleveland, looking at an April package. You know, people still, you know, booking those April packages, still doing it. This was put together by Kalei. Congratulations to Kalei. She's over at Extension 31. She knows how to find those great deals. And welcome to our Ohana, Gerald and Barbara Crowter. We do appreciate your patronage. Is that the right way to say that? They have that upgrade, too, that's still going on there, which I think is cool. Is that upgrade to an ocean view from partial ocean to ocean? Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, next one, let me take a look. It's for August 11 to 20 from
Denver.
Columbus.
Oh, Columbus.
Columbus, Ohio. And travel the August 11 to 20, stay in Waikiki Wave with a lake waiting and rental car for $2,130.
Look at these prices. They're still holding out. I mean, you can get to Hawaii and spend a week here for $1,000 a person. You're doing really, really great. And these are, you know, nice properties. Mm-hmm. These are budget properties. But you know what? When we put you in a budget property, it's a budget property we would put our friends in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We make sure that we check these properties out before we put you guys in there. Mm-hmm. Fantastic deal. This was put together by Isabel over at Extension
37.
I knew that. And want to congratulate Philip and Marcia Dietrich. They're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii in August.
Do you know one more thing we need to mention this.
But before we do that, I want to let people know that they can book a package here for $50. Get it locked in and get that thing in, and then you can pay for it over time. But before we go, we have to let you know something we discovered. When we went back home to Oahu from Maui, we turned our car in. And when we did that, we went to Dollar Rental Car, and they informed us there. You know, I'm turning the car in. The woman comes to the gate. She says, did you fill up your tank? I said, yeah, the tank is full. We went and filled up the tank right before we left. She says, well, where's the receipt?
Receipt.
I said, I didn't get a receipt. She says,
put on your note.
Yeah, we need your receipt to prove that you put the gas in the car.
And I say, I'm sorry, I don't have a receipt.
We don't have a receipt. So she starts quizzing me like this is CSI or something, you know? It's like
where did you put your gas?
The gas police, you know? She's like, well, where'd you put the gas in? Well, you know, I said, I put it in Kihei. I went to the Shell station. Well, okay, that was within 10 miles, so you're going to be all right. But, you know, it's like I never heard of that before. I've never had to give a receipt, and now they're requiring that you give a receipt when you turn your car in. And that's Dollar Rental Car. I heard it's happening at all the car rental places.
So make sure you keep your receipt when you
fill up the gas. And the other thing to remember is, and the reason why they're doing this, I guess people are actually putting water.
No
water. Yes, they're filling their tanks up with watered down gas. And they're lying. And you know what? This is the price you pay BS, you know?
Hey, so, what's your language?
Yeah. I'm watching my language, so isn't that
family
crazy?
Family show.
Yeah, so yep. Anyway.
Just remember.
Heads
keep
up
your
on
receipt.
That. Heads up on that stuff. So,
it's a new thing.
Yeah. So we are running way out of time. We're way over time. So hopefully you enjoyed the show. We're going to see you again on Friday. Got a great show for you lined up on Friday. Mm-hmm. And remember, we do it every Wednesday and Friday. In the meantime, check out our blog. So that'll do it for today. For my beautiful wife, Yale, and myself, Bruce, we'll say aloha and mahalo.